7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is July 20th, 2012. You have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. And what did I say?
Don't go that fast.
You know, July 20th.
We got a lot to do this month.
Thank you. You know, July 20th actually was the day Bruce Lee died in 1973 from apoplexy. Something with his brain. Bruce Lee, remember? Hiya, hooya. Neville. As a matter of fact, he's the guy that said, Neville, take your eyes off your opponent. Ooh. That was Bruce Lee.
Sounds vicious. We need some Bruce Lees right now in this policy battle of the day.
We do. Seriously.
We do.
I just told my wife on the way over here. I said, dude, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
And I noticed all these people coming out to the beautiful part of the state of western Minnesota. And I just thought to myself, these people don't care. And, you know, that's another issue. That's not going to stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do, though. So anyways, folks, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Make sure you type it all in on your URL. If you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Thank you for the high fives out there, my friends. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please call 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
This is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Yesterday, I had told you the libs outdid themselves. The lawless libs outdid themselves. Because what they did is a couple days ago, friends, and this is awesome, because they fell into the ditch that they themselves have dug. The Huffington Post put out their Rachel Maddow's big win. And they jumped all over it. What they did is inquiring minds needed to know. The leftist, lawless liberals needed to know. They needed something to talk about. And they can always rely on their outsources through media to give them the biggest lie known to mankind. They don't care if there's facts involved at all. None. Zero, zilch. They don't care at all. But now here comes our firepower. Just as promised. See, these jokers, these little bloggers, these little ground feeders, every time they attack, do they not? Jake, don't they think about But, you know, but no. they always rest assured that people will listen to their baloney the next time around.
It's kind of like this president.
But I mean, like WND right now, we're out there on how many radio interviews do we got? We got the Hollywood Reporter. What's going on? News reporters just did a piece exposing them for who they are. Folks, why does America tolerate this crime? I told my wife on the way over here, I said, you know what's interesting? All of our feedback, all of our negative feedback, you know who it comes from, friends? The homosexual community. Did you hear what I said? The homosexual communities. Interestingly enough, just today, we have another one being uncovered. He's a former Palm Beach WPT TV News Channel 5 weatherman, Robert LaPacola. First appearance in court has been delayed until Wednesday morning after being arrested Monday on charges related to unlawful sexual activity with minors that he met through Craigslist. Homosexual preying on kids. Folks,
that's what's
hello.
All about.
That's right. According to the probable cause affidavit, this is national news. LaPacola faces the following charges. One count of unlawful sexual activity with minors, homosexual minors. One count of lewd and lascivious battery. One count of computer pornography. You ready for this? And child exploitation. National news again, friends. Larry Brinken a week and a half ago. Do you know why these people attack my ministry? Because I am faithful to uncover their crimes against our children. And I'm going to continue to do so. So anyways, let's get back to Rachel Maddow. Jake, go ahead and shoot away.
Yep, we've got a whole host of, you can find us on Facebook. Go to the Sons of Liberty Facebook page, or the You Can Run Facebook page. And we're posting them as we get them. Right now, the Hollywood Reporter just released a story. It's on Newsbusters here this morning, broke last night. Also, WorldNet Daily, still on the front page of WND.com.
Just getting smashed with hits.
Yep, the talking points. And, folks, I can't even keep up with a lot of the smaller sources and the bloggers that are going nuts over this. But just like you said, the feeding frenzy began. The blood got dripped in the water by the Huffington Post yesterday, giving a completely wrong story. Yeah. And then you see how these outlets,
well,
these radical
omission,
leftist outlets,
they omitted the facts.
They outdo themselves.
Every time.
And they go crazy on it. And then all of a sudden, here today, we put out a press release with the truth about the fact. And folks, if you want that update.
And now guess what they're doing? Bradley Dean fires back.
That's right.
Well, wait a second. What about your fraudulent reporting prior to that? They forgot the facts.
Yeah. And if you want to find what's happening right now with our lawsuit with Rachel Maddow, it's right on the homepage of our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We've got it as a news item. You can check it out. All the information is up there, so you can get it from A to Z, and then go read the stories after you've seen the straight stick.
Yeah, I mean, folks, we're giving you the way it is. We're not giving you what we think or what we want it to be.
That's what we've done.
It's so sick, dude, the way they report. They omit, folks, you got to understand, the media omits what they don't want you to see, and they bend the story the way they want it to be. Yeah. Americans' confidence in television news at a new low by 1 percentage point, with 21% of adults expressing a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in it. This marks a decline from 27%, listen carefully, last year, and 46% when Gallup started tracking confidence in television news in 1993. Folks, in other words, the state-run media, they're going out of business because people are sick and tired of them. When I come back, I'm going to talk about, can the conservatives win without the vote of the youth? There's no way. If you want to be a part of the show, you got to jump on early. We only have 1 hour. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, can the conservatives, the patriots, the Christians win this election cycle to give the stiff kick to the backside of Obama and the incumbent, his administration, him, sick Pelosi, Reid, to all of his jokers in the White House? Do you think they got a bat phone in the White House, Jay?
Possible. I mean, it would be something else they could spend taxpayers' dollars on. They probably do.
All right. I'm looking at something here really quick, friends. I'm just trying to see something before I start rolling here. Okay. Can I get her to look at me, please? Wrong one. I'm looking for it right now. Just hang on a second. Aside of that.
In the meantime, well, I was just going to bring people. Sons of Liberty Media. A lot of these stories that we've posted. Here recently, we have the Democrat Mark Ritchie in the state of Minnesota changing the marriage ballot from recognition of marriage solely between one man and one woman to limiting the status of marriage to opposite-sex couples. Secretary of State, no legislative authority, comes in and changes what the legislature handed to him. This is where you're starting to see now people stand up and say, nope, you're not going to, and throw it back. Attorney General goes down to Texas, and what does he tell the people of Texas? I promise I will not allow the Texas voter ID law to happen. A state's law is being created. Here you have a bureaucrat who's appointed by a president, not even elected, unelected official coming down to a state telling him what he's going to say and do to the state. Folks, this is unconstitutional. And when it's unconstitutional, you have every right in the world not to sit by passively, but to deal with them and bring the resolve. And this topic that Bradley's about to touch on here with our next generation, you have to reach into that generation because they're the only generation willing to move and willing to do something when wrongs are committed. Not stand by and talk about them, but do them and engage.
Thank you. Can conservatives win without the youth vote? That's the question. Well, my ministry team, as you all know, have performed assemblies in over 336 high schools and colleges in 22 different states, along with churches, festivals, arenas, and more. And we've seen firsthand that this next generation is ripe for the reception of truth. And I don't know how many times I've said this, and I'm amazed by it. namely the older conservatives who neglect to sow into the young. Folks, you ever wonder why Disney, MTV, Hollywood all pander to the young? Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure out which way to go if you want to capture a generation. Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential TV networks of all time in America, stated that the strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, he said, you've got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the youth. He said, we own them. Listen carefully, friends. We own them. Well, what do you think of those who pander to actors and musicians who work with Disney, MTV, Hollywood, the music industry, as a medium to fulfill an immoral, un-American, unconstitutional, socialist political agenda? What if I were to say to you that's exactly what your president is doing right now? Well, most dictators have enough common sense to befriend the church to control the people like Mussolini and Hitler. But due to the fact that Obama has attacked the church in America, now he's forced to resort to entertainers who don't realize that the Christ of the church, the head of the moral compass of society, was betrayed with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. Well, Obama has the said actors and musicians that I'm going to name in a couple minutes raise money to their own demise for Judas to betray its own country with a kiss. And using these people, for example, who have ignorantly helped President Obama in his endeavor to destroy America and its youth, while they themselves are being used as pawns to push forward his immoral and unconstitutional agenda. Bon Jovi, George Clooney, Will Smith, Melanie Griffith, Antonio Banderas, Eva Longoria. Gwen Stefani, Ricky Martin, CeeLo Green, Kiss, Sarah Jessica Parker. This is incredible.
I mean, that's who I want influencing legislature and the lawmaking body of our country, those type of people.
No, but it's smart. It's smart business on what this individual's doing.
They know what they're going for.
Well, just remember what Caesar said. He said, if you give people a piece of bread and a show, a spectacle, he said, you can do whatever you want with them. But keep in mind, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as the young are not entering in to partake with the eternal vigilance that is necessary to maintain our liberties, well, just entertain them while playing their emotions to get them off of principles. The preamble of the Constitution of the United States states, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, Isaiah 51:4, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, our children. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now let me say it in layman's terms so you can understand what I'm saying here and bring it up to date. We the people have a responsibility to perfect our union through justice. Remember, justice is the guardian of liberty. So that we might have peace by providing the common defense against unlawful enemies. Remember what our veterans swear an oath to uphold before they go to war, to ratify the Constitution if need be with their blood. Both foreign and domestic, and this includes Obama and his administration. Doing this will promote the general welfare for the good of the people, not food stamps and a welfare check. Remember what it says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if any would not work, neither should he eat. This will secure the blessings of liberty, which is found in what the law and the laws of our republic permits, to ourselves and to our posterity, our children, and will ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God, according to the oath that was sworn. And this is the way that you do it. What you see right now is you have an administrative that's diametrically opposed to the way that you do it. But they're not opposed to what they're trying to do. This is exactly what they attempt to do. And if you can subvert this next generation,
that's right.
It's only a matter of time. It's the fifth column. The whole thing is going to crumble.
The question is how do you subvert them, Jake? You pull away the principles,
yep,
and you just play their emotions.
Yep. You do it through immorality. I had a conversation with a girl in the airport. I was just out of town yesterday. Came back in town. And I was talking to her, and she said, I was showing her one of our videos on my laptop. She said, well, there's, you know, you have to separate the school and church or something like that. She didn't even know what it was called.
Yeah, USSR Constitution, Article 52. Yeah.
So I said, so who gives you rights? And I just brought her right back. Okay, so who do you trust for your rights? Well, God. How do you know what right and wrong is? Well, God. And I said, well, what in the world, as you bring it through, why would you ever think that you would separate that? What happens when you do separate that? Well, then bad men do bad things to us. I said, ta-da! Then I go on to ask her, so who's running against Obama this year? She had no idea.
That's right.
Proves the point. So those that are supposed to be right aren't right, first of all. Second of all, they're not reaching anybody with right.
And what is the topic? Can conservatives win without the youth vote?
No.
They don't even know what's going on, folks.
Nope.
But guess who's going to them? Obama is.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
That dummy. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
He's so stupid.
But what do you hear from the older generations? Yeah. Oh, them kids. You know that. To age with them, man. You know, stupid kids. I know that. Aren't they stupid?
Yeah.
Who raised those kids up?
Yes.
Wisdom is justified by your children, friends. So before you complain about them, you better keep in mind they reflect your leadership. Let's forget that not, yeah? Now, folks, the problem with what Obama is doing is that it didn't require any discipline for him to attain his position, because he knew what demographic to go to, because the young who are unprincipled would believe what he had to say. He read what other dictators of the past had done and took the next step, applying it to America's youth. He didn't earn the knowledge for himself, so he doesn't have to take responsibility for his destructive measures unless you hold him accountable to them. He stood on the shoulders of others, Saul Alinsky, other community organizers, to accomplish something as fast as he could before the American people even realized what he packaged and slapped on the table through his motto, "Yes, we can." Now he's using the slogan. His new slogan is Forward, which, by the way, originates from Communist Party associations. Matter of fact, we got a new video coming out, which should be out tomorrow on WND. And it's going to show you the posters that the communists use. Guess what it says on the bottom of the poster? One word. Forward. Communism, folks! Communism! So if we want the next generation to vote, then we probably better educate them as to who they should be voting for. And the way that we do that is by laying down a foundation for them on the principles of who we are. Folks, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about can conservatives, patriots, and or Christians win without the youth vote. And we're talking about how President Obama is going right after the youth. Wow, what a novel idea. I just seen a sign that had a picture of Martin Luther King and a picture of Obama right under him. Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Jeez, boy, dude, I don't mean to pull credit away from where credit is due. Far be it for me to be backwards where praise is due, Marilla.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It's on the Facebook of Sons of Liberty Media, though, if you want to check it out.
Okay, so it said, go ahead.
The sign says on the top, it says, he had a dream.
And Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. Right underneath him is a picture of Obama, underneath the picture of Martin Luther King. And then it says, we got a nightmare. He had a dream. We got a nightmare.
There would be nobody that would be opposing this president more than MLK himself.
Both parties.
In every sense of the word. Yeah.
He'd go after the NAACP.
Totally.
He'd go after Jesse Jackson.
What he was moving forward on.
That's right. Because he would see how they're destroying it because it isn't the principles.
And distorting at every turn, friends. Now listen, friends. I want to say to those who are willing to fight for our nation and put this incumbent administration out of business, you must understand this generation does not look like you. They don't talk like you. They don't act like you. They don't believe like you. This generation, as you know, has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And why? Because the ball has been dropped. And folks, we must pick it up again. It's time to reach out to the youth in a way that they can understand, or to ignore them is to bring shame upon yourselves. You must get in the face of this generation and love them enough to tell them the truth, because there's no other way. Now, folks, this president is seeking re-election, and he's going to be for none other than, you guessed it, the younger generation. Now, I want you to think about this, because I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag all the way around, but I just want you to think about this one thing. If what I'm saying is untrue, why is it he's going into colleges at every speaking engagement that he has? He goes to the colleges before or after.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is it that he just gave amnesty illegally to 800,000 illegal immigrants, which, by the way, are between the age group of 18 to 33 years old. Oh, I forgot to tell them. In 2008 presidential campaign, 66% of 18 to 33 year olds who cast their votes voted for President Barack Hussein Obama. So don't tell me I didn't say I told you so, because I'm telling you so right now. I can expound a little bit to go.
I was just going
to
say, so he got what he was going for, right?
That worked for him the first time.
That's true.
Okay, now that's why we've been doing high school assemblies across the country, because I guess we had enough spiritual common sense to go to the greatest demographic that we have in our country. Uh-huh. Those are your kids, folks. And by the way, 86% of all the kids that go to public schools are the sons and daughters of the professed patriots, conservatives, and Christians. Wow. And you despise this? You despise this administration? But yet you send your kids into those indoctrination centers to be indoctrinated by the one that you say that you despise? That's hypocritical. Yep. That is the definition of hypocrisy.
Oh, and then the kids get to see a little bit of that action, too.
Sure.
So mom loves me, and I'm here because why?
Oh, the pastor, man. He loves me, man. He tells me Jesus loves me, too, all the time, you know. And he loves me so much that I only see him like once a week if he's lucky, you know. But as long as he's getting my mom's money, the pastor ain't going to say anything.
Because, you know, we go to school and learn evolution for Jesus and homosexuality.
Wasn't it Jesus? That's right. Wasn't it Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but yet your hearts are far from me?
Well, I'm talking to somebody else.
But wait a second. Let's take it a step further. We're talking about your kids.
That's right.
We're talking about your kids being subjected to this tyrannical dictatorship. And it's nothing less than that.
No, it's not.
In any sense of the word. It's sick. It's sick, Manny.
It's unthinkable.
It totally is.
It really is.
So.
And yet it's become a reality to so many different minds. But just like we brought up earlier, in engaging even in this lawsuit with judges and different things like that, it's about practicing what you preach and applying it now to protect a generation that's protected from nothing. They're made a prey by everything. And folks, well, I love my kids. Do you?
Can I put a little salt into this? As we're ripping the wound open, remember, God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. Correct yourself and correct the problem. Just add a little salt to the open wound here. Senior White House officials who asked for anonymity so they could speak candidly.
Now I can actually be myself when no one knows.
Noted. Isn't that crazy?
I can be myself now that nobody knows.
Noted that a key goal of the president's re-election effort is to register as many new young voters as they can, especially those between the ages of 18 and 21 who were too young to vote in 2008. Now, what's interesting is, let's go back to the slogan. Let's go back to the slogan. The slogan?
Mm-hmm.
And the slogan is what? Forward. Slogan. Well, just think, what they're being taught in public schools is communism. Why wouldn't this president? See, folks, this shows you how things are lined up before they actually come to pass. Roosevelt said nothing happens in politics unless it's been first planned. Just think about this. So Obama's coming to the generation that has been indoctrinated for the last 12 and 15 and 20 years and 30 years in our country. They're looking at Obama as, oh, we identify with you.
Yeah.
We know who you are because in our textbooks, they praise Karl Marx, the greatest underachiever loser known to mankind. You ever notice that?
Yeah, they like to pick those kind.
Oh, they just they totally do.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why they pick them kind, because they look just like them. They're just as debased as the monsters that they pick.
That's right.
But that's what they're teaching the kids. And they're teaching that to the kids because the parents have sent their kids willfully to those indoctrination centers. Let's just point the finger where the finger needs to be pointed. Not at someone else. Let's take responsibility. They're our kids. They're not the state's. Okay? So enough of the finger pointing. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And by the way, they're laughing at you in the process of this. They got to be thinking every time Obama gets up to that pulpit, these people they're applauding me. Are these people really that stupid to believe what I say? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. They really are.
Well, they call him stupid.
That's the point.
Look at that dummy.
The older generation calls him stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the younger generation is praising the monster. Wow, someone dropped the ball.
Yep.
What's happening there? A pivot, a transition. A capturing. That sounds like perfect judgment to me out of the 55 judgments that God pronounces in Deuteronomy 28. That's another one of them. Your sons and daughters shall go into captivity. But my gosh, in America, with so much light, can't we see the scoundrels for what they really are? Just think, America, we're responsible for the light that God has shed upon this country. God shed his grace upon thee. Remember that? We're responsible with what we do, with the light that God has shown us. That's mercy. How are we responding to the mercy that he bestowed upon us? Right?
That'll determine what we reap.
Should I go on to another point here? Open that wound just a little more. Stay with me, friends. This is real love. Do remember that Obama's administration is zeroing in on a generation who graduates. Listen to this carefully. 700,000 high school students per year without the ability to read their own diplomas.
Whoa.
What do you have here? You got a bunch of stupid idiots. Not to the fault of our children, of course. Ignoramuses. Uneducated. On purpose. No Child Left Behind. No Child Left Unindoctrinated. International Baccalaureate, which is a global scheme, educational scheme. And what do you have? A bunch of idiots coming out of high school, for the most part. They don't know anything. And you have a president there giving them everything for free, saying, don't worry about it. I'll take what they have. I'll take from the haves, and I'll give it to the have-nots. This is all sounding familiar as can be. Mm-hmm. And his name is Saul Alinsky.
You know, it really doesn't take a whole lot of these. You mentioned 700,000 students can't even read the diplomas. There's probably multiple, maybe even 100, no, probably not that much, but multiple millions of students that graduate that do just fine. And this is the problem with culture. Is that little 700,000 number, though it be small in retrospect to all of them, it should be much smaller, those are the people that go out and they screw things up, while the other people, caring about only themselves and what they have to gain in this life, allow that little stumbling block to permeate through society. You go to Jimmy Carter, brings in the NEA, the national government. The federal government starts to get involved in education. Now you have national policy.
Which they have no business being a part of.
Totally.
Read Article 10
of
the Bill
of
Rights.
But why did that happen? Because, again, America allowed the federal government to assume the control over the education systems. And then after that, you have federal policy. Now, following in suit what's being taught in the federal, the government schools, this is all government.
By the way, friends, it can stop in a week.
Exactly.
Because the whole system, their whole system would fall in 1 week if you pulled your kids tell your uncles, your cousins, so on. If you pulled kids from public school, everything that they attempt to do would fail up to this point.
Totally.
It would all fall to the ground. But you have to respond. There's your hope again. And by the way, God required you and gave you the precepts and the commandments to raise up them kids.
That's right.
Not somebody else. Well, don't tell me, well, you know, I've got to work. That's wonderful. And I high five you for that you have to work and that you are working. You're taking responsibility. That's awesome. But you know what? These are the things that should be thought through before we have our kids. And you can say, well, a circumstance came up and a stumbling block came up before my path in life and all of a sudden things changed. I'm not taking that away from you, and I'm not pointing my finger and condemning you for that. I'm just saying, folks, take responsibility and make it work for your kids because they are our future. We have to sow into them regardless of what's going on within our lives and around our lives. Because there are people that are, listen, God helps them that helps themselves. There really is people out there that will help you as long as you're helping yourself. And I'm not talking about the welfare that the government wants to offer you.
Right.
I'm talking about those that will high-five you and help you along. By the way, that's the church's business.
That is exactly
Amen.
The church's business.
Yeah.
So then to speak to these little minority of people, this can all stop in a day, folks. It can all stop in a day.
In a day. In a day.
Just stand up. As the Bible says, when you walk in immorality, you'll flee when no man pursues you. Nothing's chasing you. Turn around and establish. That's what needs to be done.
That's why they're laughing.
Exactly.
That's why they're laughing. They're trying to figure out, what are you running from?
Yep.
America, again, these colors don't run, have meaning, pith, and marrow. That motto, I don't know about you, but it stands with me. What about you?
Stands with me.
We're going to take these phone calls when we come back, and then I'm going to kick out a plea really quick so I can educate you through my war documentary as to what we're...
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes...
I'm sitting here, friends, laughing my hind end off, the very little that I do have. And I'm looking at, I just went online and just checked up on the updates as to what's going on, and the WND's got like 336 comments already. And I read some of these comments, and I think to myself, people, how many times does it need to be explained to you? And I'm laughing at it.
Maybe.
But the fact of the matter is you're dealing with some sick individuals in their minds. They're mentally ill people. And when you read their responses, it shows you exactly where their illness lies. It's in their stinking heads.
Yeah.
No matter
stuck in there.
No matter what you say to some of these people, it doesn't matter. They are stuck because they are convicted at every turn. They are subverted. They are condemned of self. And they are online to just be perverted. And that's exactly what they are.
Yep.
It's amazing.
That's their destination.
Wow.
Destination
perversion. Why is this my lot in life? I mean, did anybody ever think in America we would deal with a bunch of people, namely men that think they're women and women that think they're men? I was listening just the other day. I was scrolling through the radio stations. And it landed on some gay radio or something. And it was a man that, dude, he was doing everything in his power to sound just like a woman. And it's like, does not anybody think there's something? Everybody acknowledges there's something wrong with these people. But to let them get away, if they think there's something wrong with these people, to let them get away with the things that they want to get away with, well, that ain't flying on my clock.
Now, let's invite them in this administration. I mean, right?
Totally, like 225 of them.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's just, it's out of hand. But my point is, as you look at these comments, boy, they can't stand Maddow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, go to the Hollywood Reporter. They don't like her.
I didn't even know she existed.
I thought they would love her there. They can't stand her there. But from my understanding, and by the way, here's a little side note for everybody out there. I don't have anything against Rachel Maddow. Side note. I have absolutely nothing against her. Apparently, she's got something against me, though, that she's had to attack me not just once, but twice on her television program. And I'll tell you why she did it is because we're effective. That's why she did it. She knew we were doing high school assembly, so she had to do her best to try to destroy my ministry. And that's exactly, by the way, what this lawsuit is about, is her trying to create a monster so she could play the victim. And we've seen just over the last couple weeks some stories coming out through the press. Last week it was at George Washington University. Where was it? Alexandria? Or I don't know exactly what it was. It was one of the two. But how she was putting notes under her own door. So the administration in the school.
Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah. And they were trying to create hate crimes. And this lesbian girl, she got all of these people to do rallies with her to stop hate. Well, they put a camera up over her door, and they found out she was the one that was doing it.
She's the hater.
That's exactly right. What about the guy, about 3 weeks ago? He wrote fag on his forehead. He said he was jumped by a bunch of people. Yeah. The cops figured out he carved it into his own forehead looking in a mirror.
Backwards.
What? That shows you exactly. That's why people call them backwards, by the way. And then what about the one in Texas, the two women, that they started writing death threats on their own garage?
Yep.
Well, they both have been charged now because they found out the FBI got involved and found out that it was them doing it. Well, it's the same thing Rachel Maddow did with me. She had to create a monster to get me out of my effectiveness.
It's the same.
And then she and the homosexual communities sat back and played the victim. And no matter, folks, she is guilty as hell, literally. If I called her attorneys right now and told them what a network did to me, I guarantee you, without knowing who I was, them lawyers would say, we got him. I'm talking about Rachel Maddow and MSNBC's lawyers. They would say, we got him, Bradley. They crossed the line. She pulled down the disclaimer. She heightened the accusation, bloodthirsty because we didn't kill enough gays and lesbians. That's what her attorneys would say. They're trying to protect MSNBC because what they're trying to avoid, friends, is they're trying to avoid anybody going in there in discovery. That's what they're afraid of. Because once they are, there's going to be some huge, huge repercussions coming in consequence to NBC. Mark my words. And by the way, let a jury decide this case. I'm not asking for the sick homosexual communities to decide this case. They've already decided it in their mental heads. And they know what the facts are. But Rachel, what you'll find, friends, is no matter what, they are always right. These people, you got to keep in mind, Larry Brinken, one of the homosexual activists, the icons, he was busted a couple weeks ago. By the way, we shared that on the radio.
Yep.
With child pornography, some of the sickest things I've ever heard of in my life. Their bloggers were justifying Larry Brinken. Homosexual outlets were justifying Larry Brinken. But you'll see them nowhere out there, friends. Just nowhere out there decrying Jerry Sandusky. Nowhere. Don't tell me. And what is my objective? Get your stinking hands off my generation. That's been my call since day one. I've been doing this for 12 years. The homosexuals are just hoping that they could get someone that Rachel could beat up on and run away from. Well, she took the stick and hit the wrong individual with it. And people are sick and tired. She did it to Zimmerman. They did it to Rush Limbaugh. They did it to Rick Perry. Dude, they do it. Watch them. There's a cycle. And they keep doing it because people are not holding them accountable. This is illegal. They don't have the right to break the law, friends. They don't have the right to defame somebody and lay something to somebody's charge that is not true at all. What's further interesting about this situation, we'll take this call real quick. I never said this on the radio, but folks, did you know that when I was saying that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals, did you know that I was saying that as a warning to the homosexuals that the Muslims were calling for their execution? Rachel Maddow picked it up. They cut my piece up and they threw it at me like I was the one calling for it. Folks, I have videos of Muslims calling for their execution. They will not acknowledge the Muslims calling for their execution. But they keep trying to point their finger back at people like me and you that stand up against them mm-hmm. as the enemies. What? Am I missing a little common sense here?
Mentally ill. These people are.
So they took my warning and turned it back on me. See, this is what the left doesn't want you to know neither. Isn't this crazy? And yet you go online, do a Bradley Dean Google search. You'll see me up on the top. You'll see all of these sick-minded bloggers who are my opposition. Keep in mind, they're all homosexuals. Homosexual outlets. And if they're not, if they're advocating homosexuals, listen, they have it in them too. And listen, I ain't moving. No way. Because too many people are becoming aware. People are sick and tired of the victim cry. People are tired of it. And so am I. We got Chase, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, couple things.
Yes.
Actually. I mean, first off, what happened to our Sixth Amendment? I mean, the right to a speedy and public trial. This whole thing should have been done with.
Oh, isn't it interesting on the, speaking of the Rachel Maddow case that you were talking about, isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
The judge is saying on the Hollywood Reporter, it says, Bradley Dean can pursue Rachel Maddow if he pays Rachel Maddow's attorneys $25,000. No, that uncovers the justice system to a T. And by the way, that's what we're going for now.
Yeah.
They just uncovered themselves in front of America and the justice system. If this is what it's becoming, what are they teaching the following generations?
Right.
This is sick. And you know what? Yeah. Them lawyers that work for Maddow, I'm telling you this. If they know, as well as I do, if I called them with the same claim, Chase, they would say that we have that network. I guarantee you that. But because they're protecting her, they're trying to save face. They're trying to say, hey, Bradley Dean's trying to squelch the freedom of free speech. She doesn't have the freedom to lay crimes to me.
Hence the lawsuit. Hello?
That's the point. She doesn't have the right to do that. I didn't know that many people out there couldn't stand this individual. Look at some of the comments. They can't stand her.
Yeah, name
Riley.
Wow. I mean, it's childish, but it's like I didn't know this. I bet she's a really cool guy.
Guy?
Yeah, girl.
Well, she thinks she's a guy.
You're exactly right. That's why I was just kind of, what?
Okay, go ahead, Chase. I'm just a little fired up on this.
No, it's all good. And going back a little ways, you're talking about college education and the students. I have a bunch of friends who are in college right now, and they're going to be graduating with degrees they're never going to use, and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. And who's there to cover their expenses? Not their parents, not the church or anything like that, but a government who is going to subsidize them into something that's useless. They create the situation in which they can fall and then fall into their arms and take care of them. They're really giving the cancer and then claiming to treat it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's bureaucracy. Dude, they've been doing this for a long time. When they ridded our land of God, they think, they said goodbye to his blessings and yes to his judgment. They submitted themselves over to a bureaucracy that creates the crime. And then they bring in the cure. And that's what people are settling for today. Chase, I got to go, man. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, by the way, Chase, if you're in ministry, my friend, you don't have any friends. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll see you in 23. Well, we'll talk to you in 23 hours. Jake, about that camera. Whatever happened to that?
The camera.
So people can see the humor.
Yes, the camera.
Well, humor on your side and the studliness on mine.
That's exactly right.
Right, Jake?
It'll be a good show.
All right.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.